NTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. Alfonso Vasquez Jr. of Roswell was sentenced on Monday after pleading no contest in the 2018 killing of another man. He was sentenced to 10 years in a state prison after pleading guilty to manslaughter and other charges for the killing of Freddie Bersane in 2018. Bersane's body has not been found. Vasquez Jr. is serving time in federal prison in Colorado on a separate case. Once he finishes serving his time there, he will be returned to New Mexico to serve his sentence. He received a little more than 2 years of pre-sentence confinement credit. Last Monday, James Holman and his colleague Abby Carpenter searched the southern New Mexico desert for migrants, as they often do, when they encountered an armed Mexican military patrol of 18 men carrying fixed-mounted machine guns in U.S. territory in a remote area near Hachita, New Mexico. The group said they were in search of illegal weapons and drug smugglers. Carpenter opened a hiking app on her cell phone to show their exact location, which was in the U.S. Holman said the encounter was an accident that resulted in a kind exchange between the groups. In Artesia, a new style of modular vehicle barrier system and trailer for police will soon be used by the police department. City councilors approved a donation from the Greater Artesia Foundation for about $546,000 for the project. Police Chief Kirk Roberts said was needed as local events get bigger and require improved traffic and crowd control. The system will take the place of the current fencing used by the city during events. The new barriers can link together quickly and pivot out of the way easily. In addition, the police department is in the process of acquiring new vehicle cameras, body cams, virtual reality equipment, and drones. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is NTD Radio News.